1888.
Afghanistan is a little bit more than a week away, and there are already fears of more fraud growing. Hamid Karzai, thought to be the guy who will get the gig, but Abdullah Abdullah, of course, pushed the issue with the amount of votes that he garnered the first time around in what was not a very clean dealing when it came to ballots and counting them. So there was an agreement to do a runoff election, which in theory has put the brakes on the decision as to what the strategy is in Afghanistan, infuriating myself and, of course, many, many people across the country who think that the president needs to move on whatever the decision is. I told you weeks ago what I heard from an insider is it wouldn't be 40,000 troops. It would be just less than 20,000 troops that will eventually, the extra troops that McChrystal wanted will eventually be what will be deployed to Afghanistan in addition to what already is there on the ground, the men and women that are already there. Scary stuff, I think. You've got the Afghan election panel rejecting the UN's warnings over the runoff vote because there are big, deep concerns as to what's going on. And then there is the outcry of Karzai's relative, who supposedly is getting big bucks from opium and is on the government payroll. I'll explain if you haven't heard about this, and there's basically a cry of no comment at this point. In the meantime, healthcare, healthcare, and more healthcare, almost 2,000 pages. That's now what's come out of the House. Big doings with, lavish, I guess, press conferences. I say lavish because nobody was short of conversation when it came to how big this is, what it means. It's either this is incredible and finally we're going to have this, or I cannot believe you're trying to foist this on the American people. Either way, you can go to the House website and download yourself a copy. You're going to be killing a forest, and already 8 million people or so have already done that. It is, like I said, long enough, big enough, whatever, that it could be a booster seat. Just absolutely crazy. Much, much bigger than War and Peace. This time around, this for the House, not the Senate. We already know about the Senate bill. And most of what has been discussed from a lot of the Democratic congresspeople is pretty much what's contained in this one bill. Not everybody thrilled about it, and you can imagine the GOP certainly took their shots. Congressman Dave Camp, a Republican from Michigan, had this to say about health care.
Americans' health is too important and too complex to risk on one gigantic piece of legislation. And in the 3 months that they've been negotiating behind closed doors and in secret, they've added 1,000 pages to the bill that none of us have seen yet. Obviously, we'll be looking through this in great detail in the next days that we have. But the end result is the same with this bill. Under the latest version of their trillion-dollar government takeover of health care, working families are still going to face higher taxes. They're going to have higher health premiums. Millions of Americans will lose their current health insurance and their plan. And seniors will bear the burden of the $500 billion in Medicare cuts they have in this legislation. That will lead to fewer doctors and fewer hospitals that will be able to treat those seniors. So we'll be making the case over the next couple days and going over every single detail of this bill that we can, and at least trying to have not just us understand, but make sure the American people know what's in the extra 1,000 pages that were added to this bill in secret.
All right, so there was a lot of extra pages that were added, and as he mentions, when we say in secret, yeah, because much of what was discussed was in the bill, but there were a lot of other things that were also thrown in there that you might not know about. So you can imagine, again, pretty much seven battle lines at this point. Democrats on one side, Republicans on the other, and then there's a few that are crisscrossing. Ultimately, comes down to what's going to happen with the vote. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, looking at the public option, says, you know, pretty much, if you if you think that the public option is going to save you, think again. It's a fatal choice to go in this direction. And the public option is somewhat still in this bill, although it's a little bit more of a watered-down version of it, if that makes any sense. And I think you're going to hear on the Sunday shows a lot of conversation, both about the Senate and about the House, and now what is left in between, and ultimately how does this vote go down? When is the vote going to take place? There's going to be a couple weeks of hashing, I think, the particular forms of the bill, both, as I said, the both measures in the Senate and in the House, and then will there be a less than 60 vote and go with the 50 and do the nuclear option thing? That certainly is a big-time possibility. The only thing I care about, throw out Democrat, Republican, and all the other nonsense. I mean, it just shows you the waste, though. With there is nothing easy about this, about the, either one of these bills, and they're not simple to read. They're not easy to understand, filled with legalese and nonsense and things stuck in between that you have no clue were there. And it takes a lot of examination, actually, to uncover some of it. And I think that's part of the idea. Personally, I think that's the ploy. Bury them in paperwork. It's like the old trick of the lawyers. They'd say, okay, we have discovery now, and let's get everything you have. And you'd bury the other side in box after box of material, so it would take them forever to go through it and thus delay the process as much as they could. And in this case, I don't think it's delaying the process. I think it's bury them in paperwork, them being your fellow senators or Congress folks, and then let's see what gets through and doesn't get caught in the net. I don't know that we're going to see this vote before the holidays. There is probably a good chance that it will happen if you don't have the 60. If you're talking about the 60, could be a little bit more difficult. If it's the 50, good chance, certainly, that could happen. I got a lot of notes from many of you that must be listening to us partially through the internet in California, and you were asking me questions about the Bay Bridge, because we did talk about that a bunch last night in our own conversations about, have you ever traveled over various bridges? And we saw what happened in Minneapolis, and as a result, the studies were released about how many bridges are not secure. And then we had this incident in San Francisco that luckily didn't kill any people, but it's a huge bridge, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge, and it's not going to be open in time for Friday morning for that commute. And so many people go over the bridge. I don't even know what the roundabout way is. There is another way to do it, but it's pretty tough. I mean, Caltrans, I guess, is doing this. That's the engineering folks in the state of California. They're doing what they can to get the bridge, what they are calling, back to safe. But the closure has to be a rough commute. As somebody who lived in California, and I know that area well, there aren't a lot of other options. Now, there are some other bridges where you can get to San Francisco, but they have to be jammed because you've got 280,000 commuters at least who use that Bay Bridge. So if you were taking a trip to California on business or pleasure, beware. There is some problems with traffic thanks to the bridge. Personally, though, if I were commuting, I want the bridge to be as safe as possible. Again, look back to what happened in Minnesota a couple of years ago. Scary, scary stuff. How safe do you feel traveling on our nation's bridges? Stay with us.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Once again, a reminder, coming up in our third hour, Nail the Score. It's our little football game, lightening the load to have some fun during the NFL season, and you could get bragging rights and an incredible prize. Again, I don't have anything to do with the game of the week. The computer randomly picking the game of the week, and boy, there's some good ones that could be on tap. The Eagles and the Giants, and of course, you have the Vikings. And the Packers, a lot of people will be watching that one. The whole Brett Favre returning to Lambeau Field is very, very intriguing. Once Favre decided to go to the Vikings, everybody circled that game as one of the highlights, certainly, of the year. Now it's interesting, too, with the Eagles and the Giants. In fact, it was Don in Wyoming who called us, who said, Jesus, when are those guys playing? And I still thought it was another week, but it is this week that the two play. And, of course, you've got the Phillies playing the Yankees in Philadelphia. It makes a whole lot of fun between that area where it's less than 2 hours away from New York City to Philly. So there's a lot of trash talking between folks in the north and folks in the south and in the northeast quarter arguing back and forth about sports. I think it makes it a lot of fun. Speaking of arguing, there shouldn't be any argument here. This is an interesting fair or foul. Police are looking into the gang rape of a 15-year-old girl outside of a school dance, and they're finding that a California law might actually make it pretty impossible to go after as many as 20 people who saw the rape and did nothing. Just disgraceful and shocking, I think, that nobody did anything. I was watching, I think it was Larry King the other day, and he had a bunch of the principals on. When I say principals, he had, you know, the Richmond police lieutenant and some other people on talking about it. And this state statute says that people have to report to police any information that they have about the sexual assault of children under the age of 14, but there is no law that actually requires people to do the same for victims over that age. Wow, 1 year difference. I mean, by a very short amount of time, there's nothing that they can do in Richmond to go after those people to condemn that kind of behavior. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it happened inside a homecoming dance on Saturday night at Richmond High School. There was a girl that was taken to a dark, remote corner on the campus and raped by as many as 10 guys. And they've arrested five, and they're between the ages of 15 and 21 and charged them with all kinds of felonies, including rape and kidnapping and all that other sort of stuff. And this is a suburb of San Francisco, and you've got in that area loading docks and refineries and all that other sort of stuff. And just for the record, I happened to see this. It was actually ranked as the ninth most dangerous city in the United States a year or so ago. But you had 20 people that came and saw that, but nobody called the police until a woman overheard two witnesses talking about the attack. She reported it. So, I mean, this is, you think of the whole bystander effect thing. And probably one of the most chilling stories I think I've ever heard, and it's been recanted many, many times, this what they call bystander effect, is what happened in Queens, New York back in the 60s when Kitty Genovese was attacked in the courtyard of an apartment complex, and you had people who heard, because it was right there, or even saw some of the attack, and they did nothing, zippo, nada. Didn't do anything. And what happens is, and I think we've talked about this before in different scenarios, Good Samaritan, a little bit different, but similar, where you have people that don't even call the police. They don't want to, for fear of getting involved, or they fail to do anything for whatever reason. And, I don't get it. I don't know how you could not do something. I mean, there's no doubt somebody should have called the police immediately. Give me a break. So if you see it, you could turn the corner in 2 seconds, whip out the cell phone. Who does not have a cell phone? Guarantee in that area they're probably carrying tons of cell phones around. And unfortunately, I think it's sad that you've got disinterested bystanders that don't do anything. They don't react while this little girl is being gang raped by 10 different people. It's disgusting. I would be embarrassed if I lived in that town that happened. It's awful. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Hanging in there. Sorry about your Phillies, eh?
But it's split.
Yeah, they still got the home field. You know, they stole one game, so it's good for them. But, a retribution? You know, a lot of people don't get involved because they're afraid people will come back after them, you know? I mean, you know, these 10 guys, I don't know if they're a part of a gang or what the whole deal was about or why they did it. I hope they never see freedom again. I hope they spend the rest of their lives in jail and in prison. But people get a hint. People get afraid that, you know, that they're the snitch, you know, or they tell, you know, the police can't protect me, that kind of thing, you know.
Let me stop you. Let me ask you this, Don. After all these years talking to you on the air, I'm going to say if you saw that, you would do something. I don't care if you just turned the corner and anonymously called the police. I think you, Don, would do something.
Oh, I know I would, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But other people, Kate, are just, they're afraid. I mean, they know who these people are doing it, and they're afraid of the retribution, and they don't want to be involved. They don't want to end up in courtrooms, and it's sad. You know, it really is. You know, but and not everybody. I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was in Richmond, Virginia. This was in Richmond, California. I mean, that's right up the road from my old hometown, Diggs. You know, so
yeah.
That town's gotten a lot worse over the years. It didn't used to be that way, but it's just sad to hear. So at least it sounds like the police are getting the people that were involved, and you know, and
they are.
And trust me, you know, I laugh at some of these gangs because they act like, you know, they what do you call it? you know, they never snitch on each other, whatever, but wait till they're behind bars for a couple of days, and then they're snitching more than you can believe, you know? And
exactly.
I wanted to ask you a question. What did you think about Barack Obama's midnight trip to Dover Air Force Base to see the caskets?
Wow. I mean, I think, you know, what does that say about what is it, the sort of a guilt complex, do you think, or just to do it to let it leak out that there's some sympathy as to what happened? I was surprised when I heard that story. I don't know why. I was just kind of surprised by that. What did you think?
Well, you know, it's considering how liberals are when it comes to wanting to defend anything, you know, and then it's not saying he's made up his mind what he's going to do, but, you know, he went there word is he had a few tears in his eyes, and, you know, he knows people are dying, you know. We're losing young men over there, you know, and we talked the other night about whether this war was winnable or not in Afghanistan, and not so much, you know, the all-powerful United States, and you know, we've got the technology and stuff, but, you know, you look at the Soviet Union was pretty powerful themselves, and they didn't win, you know,
yeah.
And eventually we were ones that helped get them out of Afghanistan, but they were there for years before, you know, they could never finish off these guys, and I, you know, it's just part of the terrain, but, you know, it's not the same as fighting a war in Iraq, you know, and it's kind of like the reason why I think Vietnam went on for so long, jungle warfare, you know, it's not easy to completely control to win a war in that kind of environment. But I don't know. It's it'll be interesting to see if this makes a, you know, he saw those caskets for the, you know, and he's just like, you know, it'll be interesting to see what his decision is, because, you know, the average liberal would sit there and go, we're just we're not going to have any lose any more guys. Let's just pull out, you know.
But remember, he said he wasn't going to pull out. He said that this is it. We're not going to pull out. What I heard, I've said this before. What I heard is it's going to be half of the amount of troops. That it's not going to be the 40,000 McChrystal wanted. It's going to be like 20,000 or a little less.
Well,
interesting.
And that's where
it's interesting, though, Don. Absolutely, for sure. And that's why I think that what does it mean for him to see the caskets again? Was it to say, hey, you know, I have some feelings about this because this has been a very tough month. Thanks for the call. October has been the deadliest month for the U.S. and NATO militaries fighting in Afghanistan, as well as the U.N. workers that are trying to get this runoff election again on the 7th. Stay with us. More to come.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency, and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
All right, so if you want to join in the conversation, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. As usual, we're talking about a whole bunch of different things that are happening across the country in reaction to a few things as well. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. I was wondering when you were going to bring up this topic about this poor girl that was raped.
Awful.
You know, before I start, forgive me, I want to say thank you again for allowing me to speak on the air the way you do. I encourage other listeners to call in because you never pre-screen. You let me talk. You let anybody talk. You're outstanding, and it's fading away in talk radio in some parts of the country because they're screening folks. I just want to say thank you. And I want to talk about Lou Dobbs at the end of the call. I know you know what happened to Lou Dobbs.
Yeah, the shooting stuff,
right.
Yeah.
But let me, first of all, I'm just curious if the attackers were black or Hispanic. I'm just curious because if the girl was black and the attackers were white, it would be all over the news. But I know that's not important. So forgive me, America, for being so crass. Here's the thing: if you know your laws about self-defense, let's say you're in that part of California where you're not allowed to carry a weapon, you better. Now I'm not a very large person, but I know I can take care of myself. I say that with all due being humble. But if you got 20 guys between, say, 15 and maybe 25 years old going at this girl, standing around it and doing this, you're by yourself, America. Really, their adrenaline's pumping. They're probably high on drugs. Now, you could go in and you can do whatever you can to help this girl. You better be prepared to give your life, okay? Now, I normally tell people in my situation, if you can't carry a sidearm legally, carry some pepper spray and a folding knife because you never know. They're tools that might be able to help you.
Right.
You can pepper spray these guys. You can cut them. If they take the weapon from you, I told you, you better be prepared to give your life. If you're in a jurisdiction that allows you to carry a weapon, now I'm not sure if rape. I can find out. A forcible rape, actually, yes, you can use deadly force and shoot these people. you better have a lot of ammunition. That's 20 people there. First thing I would say to do is dial 911, hit enter, and just leave the phone on.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, this is what I'm doing, and I can't mm-hmm. stand by any longer. Then point is, even if you did everything right, and let's say one of these guys is raping a girl, and you shoot him in the back, you can guarantee you're going to go to jail because the prosecutor is going to find some way to prosecute you for what you did. So that's why people sit back and go, I'm not getting involved. As horrific as it is, now Don, myself, other people that are listening, we're not tough guys, we're not badasses, but we would not let this happen. But I want to ask this a larger question of society. What kind of animals are we raising that would actually do this to a girl? What kind of people are standing by and helping? I mean, are assisting in the rape? What kind of animals are they? What kind of people stand by and do nothing? If you had 100 or 50 people standing by, you've doubled the number that could of the attackers. You just rush everybody. Like
sure.
The guys on Flight 93, they said, let's roll. They didn't want to stand for this garbage. But people are afraid, and they have a reason to be afraid because, if you, like I said, if you do everything right, prosecutors in a serene, sterile courtroom, they'll come after you and say, Mr. Mark, why did you pull that 38? Are you kidding me? But this is what happens. And I blame everybody in society. I blame the politicians because they passed the laws that say you can't forcibly, help someone in this situation. If you do, it's like you come to an aid of a guy that's had a car accident, and maybe you move him the wrong way and you break his neck, and then he sues you.
Mm-hmm,
so if he moves you to stay out of the point. The point is, some of us are like sheepdogs. We're going to go in and we're going to help no matter what. We don't want to be police or we're not going to be heroes, but you have to look at the broader picture of what can happen to you. I would go balls to the wall. I don't care. I'm going to help it. If I lose my life, that's it. I mean, and I'm not just saying this to be on your ear and just going to be a tough guy or I'm special. I'm not. I wouldn't let something like this happen. I would just think it was my niece or my sister, and that's it. I can't turn into an Incredible Hulk, but if until we figure out why these people do this kind of garbage, and American people change their attitude, and we change the whole culture, it's going to continue and get worse.
I agree.
And worse. And
I agree.
Just the last thing about Lou Dobbs, I really wouldn't want to say this because I don't want to incriminate myself on the air, but guys like Lou Dobbs, Michelle Malkin, people that are on a certain part of this political spectrum, God forbid something happens to them, you're going to turn people like me into vigilantes. But I won't go after the illegal immigrant in the street or somebody. The heads of Acorn, La Raza, the people that stand by the animals that do this, that would take a shot at a man that's trying to protect the borders of this country, well, you're going to go down if he goes down. And I say that with all due, people could say, Mark, you shouldn't say that. Look, we're not going to stand for this. You want a freaking civil war, that's what you're going to get if you can't allow people to get on the air and speak with their mind, what they feel is the truth. I get on here, I know people can't stand me. I can say anything I want. You don't know who I am. That's, I stand behind a veil. You want to release that veil someday? It might happen. But, nothing better happened to these people who I think are trying to do the right thing. People like him and, like I said, Michelle Mack and all the commentators. I don't know them from Adam. They probably wouldn't pee on me if I was on fire. But I believe that they're trying to assist this country. And they should be left to do whatever they can do because the hard left, the other side, is just as hateful and just as nasty. But for somehow, if you go against someone, if he goes against the illegal immigration and what it's costing this country, he's somehow the bad guy. I don't believe it. I'll call you next
week. Yeah. It's interesting. Thanks, Mark. The Lou Dobbs situation is crazy. What happened there, he's saying that he was, his family was shot at his house. There were shots. And here's, the bottom line is this. It doesn't matter. I mean, he works for CNN. He has his opinions. He's supposed to get ratings. So a lot of people don't agree with what Dobbs has had to say about illegal immigration. But the bottom line is, whoever it is, I mean, we have freedom of speech. Remember, there was a talk show host that was killed in Denver one time because he said things that some people didn't agree with. I'll give you all the details on that. I'll have somebody on actually that knew him, and I'll talk more about that. There's actually even a movie done, but I'll tell you, it's crazy that he at his house they had shots fired at his house. I mean, sad to say, the possibility of violence against anybody who takes whatever stand they do for whatever talk show they do is a very, very sad, sad state of affairs, I think, for that to happen. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good. I agree. Opinions are, everybody has their opinion. And, I don't like a lot of people's opinions, but I'm not going to go shoot their house up for it.
Right.
Thank God people don't do the same to me, because a lot of people don't like my opinions either, but oh well. Either way it goes, on the deal out there in California, man, I think that is just, I couldn't imagine as a father of four girls, I could not even fathom the thought of, oh man, the father's feelings or the parents' feelings on top of that, even the mother's.
Yeah.
I couldn't even, I've said it before, and Mark says, well, he's no badass. Well, let me tell you something. When you screw with my family, I'm a mean, dirty SOB. And I can turn mean and dirty quick. And when it comes to my family, man, I couldn't even imagine what the parents must feel like. It's amazing. The good part is them boys will get their end sooner or later. Hopefully when they go to prison, they're introduced into gang rape themselves. They find out what it's like. But, man, I was sitting there listening, and to know that people stood by and watched and didn't even have the cojones to do it. I mean, and what is a 21 or 22-year-old kid doing at a homecoming dance to begin with?
I agree.
I mean, this isn't West Virginia. They should have been graduated by now.
Yeah.
I don't understand what they're doing there. And for people to stand by, I'm with Mark and Don on that. I mean, we do things a little different down here in the South. We believe in our carry concealed weapon permit. We believe in our rights to bear arms. We believe in our rights to carry firearms. And a lot of us do. But, I mean, like Mark said, you got 20 people. I don't think you would have to fire 20 shots. I think about the first shot fired off, everybody take off, run like hell.
But, yeah, I agree.
The point is, I was sitting there thinking, I thought, could you imagine? I couldn't even imagine. That really just shakes me. Because, I can't imagine. First of all, what kind of thrill 10 guys could get off on doing that to a girl anyway? Whether, she was, doesn't matter what her reputation was like before, but, because, that's always going to be brought up. Oh, well, this was her first time.
Sure.
That's all going to be brought up.
Yeah. And they're doing interviews with people that were around the girl, and what we do know is that she was a devout Christian honor student, and she was excited about going to the dance. So, boy, it doesn't sound good, Stu. It sounds like they were just grabbing her.
Well, what the hell is California? I know they've got some stupid rules and laws, and I understand that. Nancy Pelosi's from California. They've got some dumb things. But where in the hell do they get off saying, well, if they're under 14 years old, you don't have to report it? It shouldn't matter if they're 14 or 25 or 85. If it's a rape, it's a friggin' rape.
I agree. And, it's sad. There's more details. I'm going to give everybody some more details on this, Stu. I know it's really chilling to even talk about it. Thanks. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. I have more details about the 15-year-old victim. I'll tell you about that coming up on the flip side.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Sad story about the gang rape and what happened, you know, that there was people that stood around and watched and didn't do anything, and finally some woman overheard and called. What we do know about the girl is that brutal gang rape is it was a homecoming dance. She was a devout Christian. She went to church 3 times a week. She was an honor student, had been looking forward to the homecoming dance, I guess, for weeks, and it turned into a nightmare as she was victimized, gang raped, in a dark corner of the school grounds for 2.5 hours. Wow. And it's a secluded area, and, she, you know, again, some people saw, didn't do anything. The victim had apparently a bunch of close friends who couldn't even go to the dance because it was $10 to get in. She was an outgoing student, they say. She was enrolled in honors English class. She had a long-distance boyfriend. It's just, I mean, you just read what people are saying about her, and you think, wow, I mean, this is just, I mean, it's god-awful no matter what, just like Stu in Kentucky said. But it just shocks me beyond belief that nobody did anything. I mean, even if it was to immediately, if the people who saw that, the second somebody saw that, to not call immediately, instead of, oh, somebody overheard. Oh. And I just hope they just nail these guys to the wall backwards and forwards, and they'll see what it's like when they go to prison, because already they've arrested a bunch, and already one was arraigned and pled not guilty. That's not a surprise, a 15-year-old student at the school. And as I said, pleading not guilty, just shocking that I think, shocking that there was so many bystanders and nobody had the cojones to jump in and do anything with these guys and teenagers doing what they were doing. Just absolutely, again, horrific at this Richmond High School. And now there's a big, brutal spotlight on this area. And it's a very dangerous area. I guess they've had gang violence and brutality in the past. And she was a girl that had to go to school there. And look what happened. Man, if you have a daughter, hug her tight. I mean, this is just an awful thing to hear about. 800-259-5791. Let's go to the other Mark in New York. Hello.
How you doing, kiddo?
Good.
I was just going to sit back and listen, but when the other Mark calls, I just jump right up. But, you know, again, bringing up his point about no father and no family structure anymore. And, you know, it's funny. I never met Mark, but I can guarantee you he's a single guy like myself. Now, I'm 50 years old, and you know what my biggest fear is, Kate, right now at my age? Spending the rest of my life in jail for protecting somebody. It really is. My biggest fear is, God forbid, killing somebody because of something like that. And we're all very capable. And Mark's probably single himself. And we don't have to worry. We're single. What do we care about other kids for? But no, it just seems like a lot of single men that I know, they want to protect women, children, and old people. I don't know what it is, but that's what we do. And but again, it's the breakup of the family. And I come from a broken family, but I was able to be strong enough. I had structure with school teachers and cops from New Jersey that really helped me out when I grew up. But what's the next generation going to breed if this is what we're breeding now? And is there going to be a next generation, you know? And
sad to say that, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is sad. And if Mark's still listening, I hope he is. Mark, call back. I left Matt my phone number. If you ever want to just shoot the garbage, give me a call. But nobody hates him for what he says. He's just honest enough to say it, but we all feel that same way. And I don't know. It's scary, Kate. It really is. I don't have kids. I think I'd sit all day at the school or something like that. You know?
Yeah, it is scary. Now they're saying the police think that they might, with there's 20 or more people watching this, they think that they were taking photos and videos with their cell phones, so they think they've got evidence with on people's phones as to what was going on. Oh, that's terrible.
But they don't know any better. That's a horrible excuse. It really is. But they don't know any better.
Yeah.
They don't know nothing but violence, and they're not taught. They're not sitting down with the family and, you know, having any dinner. And I was thinking about becoming a mentor, you know, just to try to reach out to some of these kids. But when you're driving down the street or I meet kids and I look in their faces, my heart, it breaks for these kids. It really does. And, It hurts. It really does. It hurts when I think about this girl.
That's awful.
It is. It is. And even Matt, I was talking to him. I said, Matt, you're still a young guy. He's in his 20s, but he's got his whole life to worry about it too. And it's going to be tough for him just to try to survive in that kind of atmosphere. But that's my biggest fear, going to prison.
I mean, let's hope that there's enough of us that aren't that way and that the world isn't so ugly and awful in every corner. But there are some cockroaches out there, and it seems like they're growing by the day. And there's a lot of people that are discontent and that have hatred for other people and don't even think twice about doing the things that they did. They have no heart, no soul, nothing. They're
no
vapid.
No regard for nothing.
Yeah, and and how do you turn somebody like that?
I don't know. I don't know. Spend time, bring them out in the middle of the mountains, have them take a look, sit down, give them something to eat.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know. Just try. If everybody would just try a little instead of turning our heads. But they're worrying about their bills, and they're worrying about their taxes, and they're worrying about everything else. All right, kiddo. Mark, call back and get my phone number.
All right. Thanks for the call. I agree. I think that one point that Mark made, if there were more mentors, more people that reached out, you know, the Boys and Girls Club, famous for doing that. Denzel Washington, the famous actor, talks about that all the time, that how that saved his life because he was involved in what was going on there. And there are other people who have said the same thing. I mean, there's one program. There are a lot of success stories, sadly, in this area. A lot of gangs, dangerous place, and it's awful that they had no regard for this young girl. Cole is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Cole. All right, Cole dropped off. So let me tell you a little bit more about what happened as far as the outcome now for the people that are suspected in this? First of all, there's a $20,000 reward that's out there by the Richmond Police Department to anyone who has information that could lead to more arrests. They've got Manuel Ortega, who's a 19-year-old former Richmond High School student. He's charged with robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, causing great bodily injury, rape in concert, that's what they call it, gang rape, and rape with violence. The DA's office is asking for a life sentence of him. His bail is set at $1.2 million, thank goodness. Three other suspects charged in this attack are juveniles, 15, 16, and 17, but are being charged as adults. Thank goodness the DA is also seeking life sentences for them. They're being held without bail on charges of rape and penetration with a foreign object. A fifth suspect, a 21-year-old, 21 years old, arrested, has not been charged, but they're investigating his role to see if they can charge him with something. And they're the five that have been arrested. They were the most active, and they did the most heinous things, apparently. The girl, by the way, so you know, was released from the hospital on Wednesday night. One can only imagine the damage done to her psyche, to her mental state. You heard the little bit we knew about her in a very dangerous area. Somehow she managed to get honors and was religious and had gone to church all the three times a week, like I mentioned. And so she was obviously a victim where they grabbed her, and knows how the details unfolded there. But all those people watched and did nothing but take pictures and looked and, you know, reacted to what was going on. Just complete wicked monsters. I mean, animals, that's all I can say when you think about it. So life goes on, and hopefully there's good people around her to help her get through that. And I don't think, I mean, you know, in case the one guy, he pled not guilty, but I think some of those pictures and probably the video and stuff will emerge, and that will absolutely help in some of these cases. And I don't know, I'm going to say that they've got them pretty dead to rights, and they're going to be able to you know, be able to shut them away, hopefully, forever. Oh, these idiots, scumbags, they need to be made examples of, if nothing else, and they need to make the punishment fit this crime, I think. And to me, I would off them, to be honest. I would do the death penalty, but they can't get that. But life in prison, at least, right? So you can always send me an email to americatonight.net.